Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. As we are with you, a lot to do this hour. We'll do plenty of NFL. I am going to let Matthias give us some MMA picks for this week as well. As he's got a big event, 310, coming up on Saturday night. So we will get that involved. NBA Cup I didn't get to yet. I actually have some golf picks for the Hero World Challenge. Really the final, there's only 20 golfers in the field. But if I could bet on it and it's golf, I'm going to be involved. So we'll give some picks out there as well. Mike Carver, sans Joe. Joe out on assignment. He'll be back on Friday. Of course, he'll be with the Syndicate crew on Thursday night. But we do have a slice of Burbell with us this hour, too. So Matthias Burbell is in the mix with his Argentina gear, and he is absolutely ready to go for this week. With week number 14 in the NFL, which is down the stretch they come. Thank God, the final week of the bye games, because the bye games are torture. It's painful, and we get those done with. Everybody will have the same amount of games played. Only four games left to go. They should never have the week before Thanksgiving should be the last week of buys. Nobody should be getting buys after Thanksgiving. Nobody should be having buys in December. You just shouldn't. It's just too late in the year. And I guess it's the same thing. I mean, it shouldn't be those teams that have buys in week four. That sucks too. So if you're a playoff team like the Ravens, I think it's a big advantage for the Ravens to have a bye this week. Have a rest this late in the season is huge. It's huge at that point. Whereas if you had a bye in week four, you're just like, oh, that's nice. That's just great. And and I know some will tell me, well, it's the same thing. You know, they had to play 13 in a row. Now they break. The other team had to they play 13 in a row on the other end. Yeah, well, it sucks. Even make it more even and spread out. But when they go to 18, everyone will get two bye weeks, and we'll go to 19 weeks. In the regular season. Those days are coming. Don't you worry. But the Packers and the Lions is clearly the game that starts things off on Thursday night. Huge game in the aspect of the Lions have kind of been flexing their muscle all year. They're 11-1. I mean, they've been flexing their muscle big time. But while they've been doing that, you have these two teams that are in their division that have just kind of been hanging around right behind them. The Packers are one of them at 9-3. They lost to the Lions at home at Lambeau back in October. They did beat the Lions last year on Turkey Day there in Detroit. And this is a big spot. I think that people have more faith in the Packers to potentially beat the Lions and the Eagles down the road than they do the Vikings. I don't think anybody really has any legitimate fear of Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings. I think that the Packers are the team that people think can upset a potential Lion-Eagle NFC title game. And the Packers can put themselves another step towards that if they're able to win in Detroit on Thursday night. I think that Joe last night had the right idea for this game. I think it's a game where the stars will shine. I think it's a game where I don't think you need to get cute and start, you know, betting Tim Patrick to have 50 receiving yards. I don't think that's the way to go. I think that the big guns are all in play here, and that's who's going to get the gas. Whether that's, you know, Joe was saying he's on Goff, he's on Love, he's on Jaden Reed, he's on St. Brown. You know, he's going for the heavies in this game. I think you always have to play the lying running backs. Now, I've seen all this nonsense with Jahmyr Gibbs with the, what was it, a TikTok or an Instagram Live? I don't know what the hell he was doing with all the calls in the background on the whiteboard. What was that? I'm lost. Is that TikTok or Instagram? What the hell was he on with all that?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure what it was, but I saw the news about it, Mike, and I saw there was like a, you know, code word for plays and stuff like that.
Now, you know, just every team does this every week in the league, and I think that LaFleur was put it out the best, where he's just like, we do, every team in the league does this, and you know what else they do? They change what they're saying every week. People listen. Like, you could hear these guys yelling the play changes and the audibles and all that. They're yelling. People would be picking up. They change them every week. So I don't think it's that. Was Campbell happy? I'm sure he wasn't happy that Gibbs did that. Is it going to impact Gibbs' playing time on Thursday night? God, I hope not. Is it going to be the reason the Lions lose a game? No, I don't think it's going to be either. I think that they probably took all those plays and said, all right, we'll call it this instead. Or they'll mix up the ones that were actually on the board and make you think that they're calling that one. You know, it's all mind games when it comes to stuff like that in the NFL. It's just probably one extra step of work that Campbell and his coaches would have to do. It was probably all from last week's game anyway for it.
Who do you think wins the Lions game? After all said and done, who do you think wins this game?
I think the Lions win. I still believe that the Lions are on a mission. I still believe that the Lions are going to finish with the one seed. Now, they have a pretty tough finish here. Packers, Bills, Bears, 49ers, Vikings. So they got to play everyone in their division one more time. Now, they do play three of those five at home. Obviously, the Bill-Lion game next week is going to have a lot of juice. I think the Lions win. I don't think it also probably doesn't help the Packers, Matias, that Jacobs is a little banged up. I think that that's bad news for them as well. He's going to play. He's played every week when he's been a little banged up, but it sounds like he's a little bit more banged up than usual this week.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, with what you're saying. But you know what? Nobody's talking about the Rodriguez injury for the Lions at linebacker. You know what I mean? That defense is getting thinner and thinner. Start with Hutch, and now you lose Rodriguez. You know, Branch is always that guy in the back who scares everybody off. But man, you're missing a lot of speed now with that defense in both levels with Hutchinson and now Rodriguez. You know, does that open things up for Green Bay? Does that defense now have a chink in the armor? Because after Hutchinson, the injury for Hutch, you think the defense had a letdown, and it was the exact opposite. The defense stepped up. So, you know, does this defense step up again, Mike?
I've been saying it. I feel like, excuse me, that the Lion offense and their winning has kind of put on the back burner that guys have been dropping like flies on D for them. They've been losing a lot of bodies on defense, significant bodies. And, you know, you saw the Bears kind of move up and down the field on them in the second half of that game last week. So I think the Packers are going to be able to move the football. There's just, for me, the Lions offensively are very tough to stop. And no Jair Alexander again for the Packers, which is a massive thing. I just think the Lion offense can beat you in a couple of different ways. And I feel like against the Packers, like we saw in Lambeau, they're going to go with a very smash-mouth ball control style of game that they're going to play. And I don't think that that suits the Packer D very well. And I think you'll see Montgomery and Gibbs both have huge nights. Joe's probably not going to like that because all of his Goff and Saint Brown and all these other guys will go down the drain. But I think the Lion backs are the ones that are going to do the damage against Green Bay on this Thursday night game. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here this evening. All right, so we have, as per usual, we have to do the SGP. Because why not? I mean, Joe's not here. He doesn't get to contribute this week. So that means that Matias is going to get a crack, at least one leg. I've already said that I like the backs. I think the backs will get it going. So I'm going to actually try to mix in both backs here somehow. Let's try to mix in both backs. About Montgomery for 70. Well, actually, what's that number? 140. See, Montgomery for one touchdown isn't enough gas. Montgomery for one touchdown is minus 145. And even for two now, the numbers on both of them for two have gotten so low that they're tough to play. Let's go Montgomery 70. And Gibbs receiving 25. Montgomery 70 rush, Gibbs receiving 25. We'll start there. Matias, what do you like? Give me one leg in this. Who do you like? Give me a player at least. And I'll pick the leg.
I like David Montgomery over 13 and a half carries.
David Montgomery over 13 and a half carries. Well, I don't think I can put that in.
How about Jared Goff over one and a half touchdown passes?
Goff, two tutties. All right, you have to get me in on that. All right, so that's only in plus 814. So now I'm gonna
need a good number.
I gotta.
There's a good number here for Amon Ross St. Brown too at six and a half catches at minus 106.
Yeah, I'm not in on any of that. I need bigger numbers now. we're too close to. Usually we have one or two decent bombs in here, and we have to finish by at least putting one in. So I'm gonna go to. Joe likes Jaden Reed, so I'm not going to put him in. Just to mess with Joe. I will go with Christian Watson instead. And for Christian Watson, I'm going to go 80.
What?
80 yards for Christian Watson. Yes, that's right.
I can't trust that guy.
I can, recently. If you look, recently, he's healthy finally. And you actually can trust him a little bit. Let me give you his last couple games here.
In your honor, I actually hit first touchdown of the game for that Green Bay game last week, Carver. Jaden Reed, first touchdown score of the game last week. It was a good hit. You know what? He can do it again, Carver. No Romeo Dubes declared out.
Now, Watson did nothing in the Niner game, but they really, nobody did anything for them. I think he might have got hurt in the Niner. Did he get hurt in the Niner game? He did nothing in the Niner game. He had 67 against the Dolphins. He had a 150 against the Bears. It was a huge game.
Let me ask you this. How about instead of Watson, why not Jamison Williams? Why not with a guy?
Because I can't have all Lions in the thing. I feel like both teams are going to score. You need to mix in something from both teams. I've got enough Lions stuff going here already. Yeah, Watson's getting. Now I'm looking at Watson.
No love for Reed? No love for Jaden Reed? I feel like Jaden Reed plays even better indoors.
I like Reed a lot. You know what? I'll go Reed instead for the 80.
Watson runs in one line, down the field, straight lines. You know, I can't trust Watson. I really can't. And he gets injured all the time, Mike. Reed's a dog, which is crazy. Right, you know I'm what I like about Reed, up. Mike? If you look at the snap counts for the team, Reed has the least amount of snap counts out of the receivers, but he gets the most juice, Mike. You know what I mean? When he's in there, it's like you're getting him the ball. You're not wasting his energy running down the fields and playing decoys. You know, it's crazy when you look at his snap counts in the game. Like, he gets the most juice, but he plays the less snaps, the least amount of snaps. You know, I love Reed.
All right, I'm changing this up. All right, I'm going. Here's the final verdict. Goff, 2 passing touchdowns. Jaden Reed, 80-plus receiving yards.
Let's go.
Jameson Williams, 70-plus receiving yards.
Let's go.
David Montgomery, 70-plus rushing yards. That's it. That's the 4 that we're going with. That's a plus 27.48. Joe, of course, gets a lot more than me. I'll probably, since I never get it risk-free anymore. I mean, they give me nothing over at that place. I'll probably put 25 on it to win 687.
So that's, you know, I like the, that, Mike. I like the Montgomery carries more than the yards, though. I think Jahmyr Gibbs is the yardage guy. I think Montgomery is the guy that gets the touchdowns. I think Gibbs gets the yards. You know, Gibbs breaks out for long runs, and the second that they get in between the 15-yard line to the goal line, they love to give it to Montgomery. And you know what?
Here's why I'm not going to get too invested in Gibbs pregame. On the off chance, now I don't think he should do it, but on the off chance that Campbell punishes him for, let's say, a quarter. Let's say Campbell wants to teach him a lesson for the whiteboard nonsense with the TikTok or the Instagram. I'm just saying. You don't know if he's gonna or not. I don't think he should, and I don't necessarily think he will.
There's no way. They're not playing the Jags.
What? Then let me tell you this. What if he puts
game against the Packers.
Because he usually goes back and forth. Yeah, but here's the problem. I'm not saying completely bench him, but what I'm saying is it's not like he's got some hack that he's gonna put in over him. He's got 2 great backs. He might say to him, listen, they usually go back and forth, 1 series apiece. He might say to him, you know, Dave's going to take the first 2 or 3 series tonight, and then we'll see you after that. I don't know.
They got to win the game, though. They got to win the game.
I don't want to take a chance that ends up happening. Carver Lee's Sports Grid Radio. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Marvin Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. So there you go. The SGP is in. For the CNL this week. So we are ready to go for it. And one more time for you. I'll tweet it out tomorrow as well. Goff, 2 passing. Reed, 80 yards receiving. Jameson Williams, 70 yards. David Montgomery, 70 yards rushing. So there you go. As what does Joe always say, Matisse? Gamble at your own risk. Freddy's, gamble at your own risk, Joe loves to say.
Yeah, gamble responsibly.
For that. Gamble responsibly. Meanwhile, Creighton up 35-22 on Kansas out of the gates here. The Blue Jays getting it done. I didn't get anything yet. There's over a half left to go here. So nobody got anything as Kansas hits a 3 to get it to 10 the second that you say that. So, no, I did not get you yet with anything. Right, there is a lifetime left in this game. In fact, I'm actually thinking about coming back on the other side here. With them down 10. What do they got for Kansas right now on a live number? Let's take a look. We go back with Kansas plus 5.5. I don't hate that. I don't hate the 5.5 with Kansas. That's pretty good. I would consider that right now. I might actually wait the half. There's 2:16 to go. I'm going to try to wait the half and hope that this is still a 10-plus point Creighton lead. And you're going to come back on them for the second half. Speaking of second halves, Iowa State is up 58-51 on Marquette. So Marquette cut into that lead a little bit. Iowa State had a 9-point lead at the half. And they are down to 7 now. UConn did beat Baylor 76-72. Alabama beat North Carolina by 15. Florida ended up whacking Virginia. They took care of business there. Auburn and Duke are allegedly going to tip any moment now in Durham. And you have Oregon-USC later tonight as the Ducks are 8-0. San Diego State and Fresno State as well as the Mountain West also playing some very early conference games themselves. Elsewhere, what other game was I missing from the earlier today? I think I got them all in. There was the other. Who won the, where's all the Big Ten games? Hold on one second. Ohio State ended up losing by 24. So they got completely smashed in Maryland. And Michigan State's up 12 in Minnesota at the half. As far as the NBA tonight goes, the Pistons are still down 21. There's just under 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in Boston. The Pacers have come back. The Nets had a comfortable 10-15 point lead for most of the night in Brooklyn. But now with 9 minutes to go in that game, 77-74, Nets will probably crumble. The Heat are up 114-83. I believe Matias told me that Tyler Hero has 9 threes tonight. 9 for 16 from downtown. He's got 31.
Green light.
The Heat are just destroying the Lakers tonight. I mean, just absolutely smashing them down on Saturday.
The bench is on, Mike. The bench is on. The third string is on. Not even the second string is on. The game is over.
The game is over. They have, with 6 minutes, 8 minutes left in the game, they have emptied the benches there. Elsewhere, Hawks had a huge halftime lead, and now they've extended it even more. They are up 75-59 in Milwaukee against the Bucks. So the Bucks, who won last night against Detroit, get themselves advanced in that NBA Cup. Not going well for them this evening at home against the Hawks, who the Hawks also advanced in the NBA Cup, which actually they did on Friday when they beat the Cavs.
Hey, you know what, Mike? That Hawks team?
Yes.
That Hawks team, low-key, they are building something over there in Atlanta. Nobody really knows. They have a good young squad that are coming up. They're good basketball players. I'm telling you, remember, they have a bunch of young guys who are all very talented. Jalen Johnson, Rasheer, their point guard, Dyson Daniels. These guys could play, man. And it's crazy because you usually hit out of a couple of those, you hit them. They hit on a bunch of guys. That team is going to be really, really good down the line. Remember that, Mike. I'm telling you, I like that team a lot.
I am going to
roll the right dice.
And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be just like the other 4 or 5 times in my lifetime that I heard the Hawks had this great young core and they're going to be the next hit team. Guess what? They never are. They're the Hawks. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, of course. Carver Sands, Lisi, Joe out on assignment, so he'll be back on Friday. First time the Kansas Jayhawks are trailing at halftime this season. 10-point, they are down, 41-31. Creighton leads Kansas, and the number stayed the same at the end of the half. Kansas plus 5.5 is where they will be living. What up, man? Seton Hall struggling with NJIT. Seton Hall has had a rough go. They've lost to Monmouth. They've lost to Fordham. They've lost to Hofstra. Now they're in a dogfight with NJIT. That is not great news for Sheen Holloway over there at Seton Hall. That's
didn't
for sure.
NJIT beat Michigan when they first started their program? Isn't NJIT in New Jersey? Am I wrong?
Yes, they are in New Jersey. I'd have to go and check that. I'm sure they beat somebody during their history of somewhat small significance. Give me who you like for this fight on Saturday, Matias. So this is, what's the main event here? Is it this, I guess
it's
this,
Asakura. Asakura against Pantoja.
What's his deal? I've never, that's when you know this is a bad card. When it's a pay-per-view and I've never even heard of the two guys fighting in the main event, that means that this card, I can tell you right now, has no juice. No juice whatsoever. Never heard of in my life fighting.
It doesn't have juice like that. You're right. I completely agree. But when it comes to like entertaining fight status, like guys who could fight, who could throw down, possibly.
That's all fine and good. But all this fight, all this card does is it's the diehards are buying this fight. That's it. This is a diehards only fight.
Yes.
They're not getting any casual fans in. For two guys who no one could pick out of a lineup as their main event. There's just no shot. No shot.
No, but this I'm telling you what, this card's going to do great on the opposite side of the world. You know, in Europe, in Russia, this fight's going to do great. You got Cyril Gane, Volkov fighting. You know, also, big fight. In my opinion, the biggest fight of the card is a co-main event. Ian Machado-Gary against Shavkat Rakhmonov for the world, you know, I want to say for the welterweight title shot of the world. But at the same time, it's not that. It could be that. That's how great this fight is. This very well could be a title shot, like, for both guys. Talent for both guys. They shouldn't even be fighting each other. You know, Shavkat wasn't supposed to be fighting Ian Gary. Ian Gary stepped up on short notice, which he didn't have to do. And then he called out the whole division for not stepping up. You know, it's a great fight, Carver. Honestly, this is a championship type of fight in the welterweight division. Both guys are very talented. Both guys are very skilled. It's a tough fight to call. I like the value at plus 290 for Ian Machado Gary. I do. That kid is so talented and so skilled. If he could stuff the takedowns, which I think he can, the guy's been living in Brazil, training in Brazil with Charles Oliveira. He's been living on his back over there in Brazil. You know what I mean? That's how he beat Michael Venom Page. You know, he didn't want to strike with Michael Venom Page. So instead, he took him down and kept him down. You know, this guy, he's Irish. He represents Ireland. But man, he's multicultural because he's lived in Brazil for a long time. He's learned jiu-jitsu. He's the whole package. Watch the co-main event, Shavkat Rakhmonov and Ian Machado Gary. It's a hell of a fight. It's a hell of a scrap. If you want to like MMA, watch that fight. You'll become a bigger fan.
I'll always bet on the Irish guy if I have a chance.
It's good value. Shavkat Rakhmonov is undefeated at 18-0. You know, the guy's a monster. Everybody's saying that he should be the champ right now. Nobody wants to fight him. Nobody's been wanting to fight him for years. So that's why he's not the champion right now. And yeah, he doesn't have following. He doesn't have a huge popularity.
What about this Gane at minus 410? He can't be beat. He's not that great. Like, we can't beat Cyril Gane here with Volkov.
Well, could Volkov have stuffed the takedown? That's a big question. That's the price. Obviously, the book doesn't think so. People don't think so. The price says go, you know, you have a puncher's chance with Volkov. You know, if he stuffs the takedown, Mike, I'll tell you right now, that's going to be a great number because Volkov has great boxing. And if Cyril Gane decides to stand up and fight, he's going to be in for a long night. Volkov is longer. He's accurate. He's powerful. He knows how to win fights standing up. You know, the guy has been fighting for a long time. How many professional fights does Volkov have already, man? The guy has been fighting for a minute. 38-10, Mike. 48 professional fights, and he's been fighting in the UFC for quite some time. This isn't a newcomer. And the thing with Volkov, he's fought everybody in the heavyweight division. From you know, he's well tested. He's well rounded. He understands what he can and can't do. So the price is risky for Cyril Gane. I'm not going to bet Gane. There's no most chance in hell I could put Gane in a parlay because I don't trust him like that. You know, John Jones took this guy down in a matter of minutes and beat him. And that's supposedly the guy who was supposed to beat the great John Jones was Cyril Gane. You know what I mean? If you fell asleep during that fight and woke up to catch it, you might have missed it because it was so quick. You know, so forget Cyril Gane. I didn't trust him against Francis Ngannou either. And Francis Ngannou took him down and beat him. So, and that was in Anaheim. I was at that fight. I fell asleep. Heavyweight title shot.
Another Gracie? How many Gracies are there? Jeez, another Gracie?
Man, I don't know how this guy's in the UFC. I don't know how Kron Gracie's in the UFC. He should have been cut after his last fight against Charles Jourdan out of Canada. You know, the guy just sat on his ass and tried to win the fight like that. You know, this isn't a jiu-jitsu competition. You know, you're not just supposed to get on the floor and tell your opponent to get down there and try to submit him. That's not the way MMA works. You know, and this guy, I don't know how he's still in the UFC. I don't know how they kept him. You know, it is what it is. He's going to lose this coming weekend. That's for damn sure. You cannot back this Gracie whatsoever. This guy should be fighting at Bellator.
I know more guys on the prelims than I know in the main card. Like, honestly, like,
it's Dominic Reyes, a good fight card, Mike.
Yeah, Vicente Luque is fighting on here. Didn't Weidman fight a month ago?
He didn't fight. You know why? Right. His opponent got sick. So it got scrapped. He was heartbroken. So we actually get to see it. That's a fun fight. I'll tell you the same thing.
Is that
thing
the same
the
fight
time.
That was
stay
supposed
away.
To be at the Garden? Is that the same
yeah,
fight that
yeah,
was supposed to be
away.
At the Garden?
There's not a snowball's chance in hell somebody could come to me and tell me and convince me that Weidman's going to win this fight because of this, this, and this. And I can say the same thing about Eric Anders. You can't tell me that Anders is going to win this fight because this and this and this and be super confident in it. The only thing
Michael
I can tell
Chiesa
you is...
Michael Chiesa still fighting? Chiesa?
Yeah,
Chiesa. On this card?
It's a fan favorite type of card, Mike. You know,
the prelims. Prelims.
Hey, you know, there's some drama in the prelims. A former bantamweight champion of the world, Aljamain Sterling, takes on Ivloev, the Russian that nobody wants to fight, the Russian that talks a lot of crap. Loves to take, Movsar Ivloev. Remember the name. He might be fighting for a belt within the next year. He might very well be the next champion in the UFC. I don't think so, but he definitely has a skill set to possibly be a champion. He's a damn good fighter, and he's fighting Aljamain Sterling. This fight is going to be taken on the ground. It's going to be a wrestling competition. It's going to be a grappling competition, and that's why they're seeing if Ivloev is the real deal.
The drama is
Sterling is pissed off that he's on the prelims. He's saying it's a disgrace. He's a former champion. He fights the best guys in the world. He shouldn't be on the prelims. He finds it embarrassing and disrespectful. Ivloev came out and said the only reason he's on the prelims is because of Sterling. So he has nobody to blame other than himself because he fights so boring. So there's some back and forth with those guys. I'm going to be looking to watch that fight because it's a high-level fight. At the end of the day, it's a high-level fight. It is.
All right. Well, God bless and good luck. Take some of Matias's plays, and hopefully you make a couple bucks on the fights.
Don't fall for the trap. The promotion is trying to make you bet Kai Asakura out of Rizin because he's broken a guy's jaw because he punched him so hard. All right, this guy has multiple losses. He's lost to a bunch of guys. He's not undefeated. The price doesn't make sense. I think Alexander Pantoja smokes this guy wherever the fight goes. Standing, going down, I think he's going to mop him around the floor. This fight doesn't make sense to me whatsoever.
We could put it with the golf if we want. Maybe even Nicky Dunlap. Go, Joe did that once. I like Nicky Dunlap this week at the Euro. I'll give you that when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Good Radio, Sirius XM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you, Carver Sands, Lisi, Joe out on assignment. With us. Believe it or not, there is golf. And the Hero World Challenge teeing off on Thursday morning in the Bahamas. And I'm always going to be involved in the golf, whether you like it or not. Even in a small 20-man field event like they're going to have this week. This is Tiger's event. Tiger isn't playing. We played that clip on Coast to Coast of Tiger. Tiger's really got to... He's just got to give it up. And we love Tiger. Well, you know, watching Tiger change the game of golf forever. It was always peak Tiger was unbelievable. Tiger can't play competitively anymore. The guy's had like 600 back surgeries and leg surgeries and this surgery and that surgery. He's basically a bionic man at this point. And him continuing to like try to give the expectation that he's always going to play. I mean, he was asked again yesterday about the comment he made earlier this year. I'm going to try to play every month, competitively every month. It's the only way I'm going to stay sharp because the last 3 years, 4 years, he's just been showing up at the majors, playing okay, on Thursday and Friday, and then just dragging himself all over the course on Saturday and Sunday, most of the time having to shut it down and quit because he just, his body can't take it. I know he doesn't want to do it, but he's going to have to just admit it. Just I'm not playing competitively anymore. I'll go and play. He's going to play Augusta until, you know, just as long as everybody else did. And he's just going to, he's gonna shut it down. Like, he just can't. It's tough. Watch him. He gets up there and he's basically not crying, but he's just like, yeah, you know, I don't have it. He's not going to have it again. He's not even playing the 20-man hero this week, which, by the way, has, as Keith Stewart pointed out to me, one of the weaker fields in history, because he thinks that people have had, you know, they're done with the Tiger allure that goes along with it. Now, Scheffler won last year. Scheffler's plus 200 to win the Hero World Challenge. Get serious. We will never. I don't care if there's only 20 guys playing this week. We are never taking a guy under 10-1 to win a four-round golf tournament. Ever. 20 golfers, 60 golfers, 140 golfers, 150. I don't care. I'm never taking a guy when there's four rounds of golf to go at plus 200 to win. So we will not be doing that with Scottie Scheffler this weekend, who I'm sure will run away and hide him. In fact, Scheffler's plus 200 for the whole weekend. He's plus 450 for the first round. So if you want to play Scheffler, be playing for the first round, which first round is tough this week because there's only 20 guys. The numbers suck. I'm on Justin Thomas at 12-1. Thomas, great short game player. This place, you're going to need a lot of that. Numbers are going to pile up. Can become, obviously, a bit of a birdie fest. Scheffler won in the 20s last year. And all we've heard about is how Thomas this offseason has been working on improved club speed, driving the ball further, blah, 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 blah. I think that JT carries the mail maybe for his guy Tiger this weekend in the Bahamas and maybe gets himself a win. I will piggyback Keith Stewart with Patrick Cantlay at 12-1 because, as he said to me, he's the second best player in this tournament by a lot. After Scottie Scheffler, the next best player is Patrick Cantlay. And he's obviously, you know, they got a lot of guys in the 12-1 range, at least on FanDuel right now. But I'll play Cantlay and I'll play Justin Thomas. And I wanted to play one bomb, and there's not really any bombs when there's 20 guys. But there are four guys at 35-1 or longer. Akshay Batia is 35, Sepp Straka's 40, Nicky Dunlap's 45, and Matthew Pavon's 100. Now, that could maybe be, you know, 100 for Matthew Pavon. Like I said, there's only 20 guys. But I'm not going to do that. I will take a chance with Nicky Dunlap, though, at 45-1. Rookie of the year, has won two tournaments. He's beaten Goodfield like he did last year at the Amex. Goodfield. And I'm going to take Nicky Dunlap at 45-1. And, you know, a lot of guys play in this tournament as kind of a vacation. They bring their families. It's the Bahamas. They're there for Tiger. They're there for other things. Nicky Dunlap is a kid. First time in an environment like this. I think that they'll be, not saying anybody's not there not to win. Maybe Brian Harman. But I think that Dunlap is going to play some great golf this weekend, and we might have a chance to get him across the line. Keith's playing him for top 10. And he's got him in some head-to-heads. I will play him outright along, and then I'll piggyback Keith on the others. But I'm hoping that we can get a big weekend out of Nicky Dunlap, or at least give us a little ride on Sunday here at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. They have started the second half at Creighton, and Kansas comes out and bangs a three right out of the gate to get it to seven. So I'm sure that that 5.5 is going to come into play and make some things happen here. Kansas already missed shot, bang. It looks like they're going to hit another bucket here. They're going to get it to five. You're going to get it to five. They got it to five. There it is. 40 seconds into the second half. They've already cut it from 10 to five. So here come the Jayhawks in that game as well. As far as a few other things that are going on, most of the NBA, the Heat game's a final. We mentioned that they blew them away. The Pistons actually gave the Celtics a little bit of a push in this game. It looked like the Celtics were going to run away and hide, but the Pistons have actually outscored them here in the fourth quarter, and they've cut it to eight. with a 1:15 to go. Remember, no Tatum for the Celtics tonight. Brown and Porzingis are playing. The Nets have gotten back up to 13. So what did we tell you? It was 3 with about 9 minutes to go. Pacers fell asleep. 2:48 to go. Nets are up 97-84 now in Brooklyn. Magic are only up 3 against the Sixers. So they've let their lead slip away. 1:20 to go. Close game. Bucks have come back against the Hawks. Only a 13-point game now. Just over a minute left in the third quarter. T-Wolves and Clippers at the Intuit Dome about an hour from now. A little bit less than an hour is when that will get started. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Barbara and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. They're not even 2 minutes into the second half, and it's a 3-point game. Creighton's up 3. So they had a 10-point lead at the half. Number was 5.5 at halftime. And they've already got it to a 3-point game, 41-38. Creighton hasn't scored yet here in the second half. They're just over 2 minutes in as Kansas is already making things happen. Here, they're going to go to the line now, so they'll probably get off the schneid and finally get themselves some points. The Celtics the Leaves hold came on back. Against the Pistons.
The Leaves came back, Mike. Can you believe it? The Leaves are up 3-1 on the Predators now. Oh, my goodness.
I asked you at the end of the first period, it was 1-0, and I said, why don't you double dip? Plus a +130, I think it was, for Toronto, down 1 at home. Still a lot of hockey left. And you did not want to dive in for more. You did not want to double dip. You said, no thanks. I don't want it. So
no,
that was
scared.
Your own fault. Scared money, no money is how it goes. That's just the way it is. This guy, kid on air, Creighton just shot an awful air ball. I mean, it's just, that was pathetic. Creighton's going to lose this game by 10, the way that they're going so far to start the second half. Just absolutely miserable. Magic up 3 with 8 seconds to go in Philadelphia. Up 3, 8 seconds to go. See if they finish. Iowa State now up 10 on Marquette. Pitt getting smashed by Mississippi State. I mean, just getting smashed. Auburn up 1 on Duke, 22-21 in that game. So, obviously, Lions and Packers tomorrow night. You will have, we gave you the SGP for it earlier. I like the Lions. I hope it's an over, but I don't think I'm going to play it. I don't think I'm going to play it. I don't think it'll be as underish as that 24-14 game they played in Lambeau, which had some bad weather conditions as well. But 51.5 is pretty massive on a Thursday. I'm rooting for it because I like games like Monday night. I like 41-30. I like games where both teams get into 30s, especially in primetime, because usually the primetime games are the games that we load up on a little bit more when it comes to the props. So that's why we need it. Let's just fire it up, gas it up, and let's go. Like, give us a lot of juice in this game. Friday, we'll talk about these other ones, including the Kirk Cousins Bowl for Matias as Cousins goes back to Minnesota. Man, do they need a win badly. Down to 5. It was 5.5 last night when we did it, too. Still 5.5. With a 46.5, everyone's on the Vikings. I cannot back your team.
I love it.
There's no shot.
I love it. You know, it's not a spot to back for them, for you to back them. It's just a spot for you to watch them conquer this mountain right here that they have to climb. That's all, Mike. They get one win, they're back in the driver's seat. It's all good. I don't think Minnesota's that good, to tell you the truth. I really don't. You know what? They got lucky to beat Arizona. They got lucky to beat Arizona this past week because Arizona could have closed the game out.
I don't think Minnesota's that good, but I don't think you're any good either. All right?
Nah,
I don't think Minnesota's
true.
That good.
You never know
but
with
I don't
the Falcons.
Think
that's
good.
The thing. Well, look.
I know what they've been the last three games.
Kirk Cousins gets his head out of his ass, Mike. And they start moving the football, and they start scoring some touchdowns.
As I
As we'll I see always what say to Joe, the defense played good this past weekend.
As I always say to Joe, ifs and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas.
That's true.
Okay.
Look, I think Sam Darnold's going to have a bad game this coming week. I think Sam Darnold's going to get picked off a couple times.
Put some
pressure on Minnesota. Hey, look, they got away
sure
with it. I don't think they're going to get away with it this time.
You're going to give me some scenario where the Raiders are going to beat the Bucs too? Once you got some scenario for that?
Hey, you know what?
Down in Tampa?
There's a scenario for that as well. You know, Baker Mayfield on a little gimp ankle. Max Crosby rushing the backfield. You know, the Raiders put up a damn good fight against the Chiefs in a game where I didn't think they were going to show up, and I thought they were going to get smoked. You and me were talking about Mahomes. It'll be nice to get a blowout every once in a while. You know what? That didn't happen either. So the Raiders aren't as bad as everybody thinks they are. You know, they're actually a field goal away from winning the game, Mike. And if it wasn't for their stupidity, they would have won the game. So
they would have.
Again,
we'll see.
It's possible.
We shall see.
It's possible.
We'll be back, of course, on Friday night. Joe will be with me. We'll do all the preview for the conference championship games, NFL Week 14, all of that. Great job by Matias Rebell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets, see you tomorrow.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.